USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. can't confirm the exact number of Americans held by Hamas after their attack on Israel.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan stated that 14 Americans have been killed and at least 20 are currently unaccounted for, although not all are necessarily hostages.
We mourn for all their lives, and we're actively working with Israelis to determine the whereabouts of the missing, including missing American citizens.
The administration is actively cooperating with Israel to locate them. President Biden emphasized securing their release is a top priority. I'm John Schaefer.
Healthcare workers have formally notified Kaiser Permanente of a potential second strike within 10 days if substantial progress isn't made. Despite months of negotiations, the union and Kaiser have yet to reach a contract agreement. Key concerns including understaffing, overcrowding, pay, and safeguarding against outsourcing. The union has indicated a possible strike from November 1st to November 8th. Congressional Republicans are increasingly optimistic they will select a new speaker this week. Representative Mike McCaul of Texas says it must be done quickly.
Regardless of your differences, we need to come together and nominate and elect a speaker so we can move forward in a very dangerous time.
The GOP is scheduled to conduct a closed-door vote tomorrow. The leading contenders, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. Olympic legend Mary Lou Retton is fighting for her life in ICU. That's according to her daughter, who said on her Instagram story that her gold medalist mother is battling pneumonia. She also shared a spot fund page she started for Retton's medical costs. The 55-year-old made history as the first American woman to win the gold in the 1984 Olympics. The fundraisers has a $50,000 goal and has over 100 donors so far. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Union of Southern Service Workers is rolling out a campaign to unionize Waffle House employees. Union leaders say the workers' demand include higher pay, ending mandatory deductions for workers' meals, and providing 24-hour security at the restaurants. Waffle Houses are common in the Southeast. The restaurant chain's preparedness for natural disasters has earned it permission from FEMA to stay open throughout weather crisis or reopen shortly after. Hollywood A-lister Dwayne The Rock Johnson is chiming in after getting backlash for asking people to donate to the Maui Wildfire Recovery Fund. Johnson, who was once a Hawaii resident, posted a video on Instagram this week addressing the criticism he received.
I get it, and I completely understand, and I could have been better. And next time I will be better.
Johnson said it was his first time launching a donation fund and that he's learned his lesson. A child found trapped and buried inside a corn-filled grain bin is expected to be okay after he was rescued yesterday afternoon. The incident happened in the 100 block of Hoffman Road in Lattimore Township, Pennsylvania. Officials with the Dover Township Fire Department say they arrived on the scene to find the boy conscious and breathing and buried up to his head in corn. The field of GOP presidential candidates is shrinking. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd announced Monday he's dropping out of the race. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.